I'll keep playing this Vincent Young. All right, well, hello and welcome everyone to a 100% Magic Fueled week of Monday Night Magic, which is a weekly podcast, typically about the Magic game. I can't even talk today. I'm woosahing. I'm gonna take a sip of my Diet Coke. Weekly podcast about the game Magic the Gathering. I'm about to say digital because we're going to talk about cards that are a conundrum to all humans, being alchemy today.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's nothing else to talk about.
No, and I've got a whole list of gripes about alchemy here. We're going to get into it. I got old man anger issues here today. and then we'll bring it all back and we'll talk about Balatro, which is such an amazing game. It has nothing to do with gambling. Hitting boards, nothing. You cannot gamble in that game. But to bring us all this Magic news, honestly, it's annoying because I have to keep correcting these guys about their Magic knowledge. We have Brent.
I'm Brent.
He is Brent. Someday you're gonna say something different.
I am.
Someday I'm going to learn it's actually B.R.E.N.T. Your name is like Balthazar Rent. Like, no, I just always go by Brent. What? And next to us here in the digital Magic War Room, we have Vincent.
Hello.
Someday we're going to record Vincent when he first joins, where we start recording, where hello, but it's like the Minnesota hello that takes about 2 hours to say. There's like 8 syllables in there. But yeah, I'll say we have some Magic news. We have 30, I'm going to say, new cards that I will immediately forget and not remember existed, like everything else. But Vincent, what's going on? We have some alchemy stuff to talk about.
Yes,
what
we
the
do.
Hell is alchemy?
Basically, Wizards wants...
I don't know. That makes no sense.
Wizards wants Arena to be, like, fast, never changing, because that's what digital card games do. So they have, most sets have a new set of digital-only cards that go alongside them, like around 30 cards each, and they're meant for, like, the digital-only formats, which there's... The two main ones are Alchemy, which is, like... It's standard, but it's on the old 2-year time frame and includes alchemy cards and various rebalance cards. Then there's Historic, which is most of the cards on Arena and includes rebalances of both paper and digital cards. And then there's Timeless, which is the weirdest one, which is kind of like Arena Vintage, where it has pretty much every card with a short restricted list. It has all the digital cards. It doesn't have any of the paper cards that have been rebalanced in either direction, so either up or down. But obviously, digital cards still get rebalanced because they don't have unrebalanced versions.
And Vincent, I mean, this is just a presumed. When the card gets updated, that's digital only. It clearly is known and visible that the card has changed. Correct.
Depends on how many blog posts you read.
Let's
or
say
if you
zero.
Actually own a copy in your library. For example, so alongside the new cards, there were two changes to existing cards. One is a fairly typical one with our old friend Bannon Explorer / Pioneer Geologic Appraiser getting bumped up to 5 mana.
I'm so sad.
So like when I logged in yesterday alongside the new set, it said, "You got 4 new cards." The new 5-mana versions of these cards.
That's a question. So when you logged in, it would tell you, at least at one time, you're going to get some sort of alert that something's happened.
I mean, like, there's news on that. If you click on the envelope, it'll tell you, like, Alchemy Carlisle Manor's out. And, like, you can click this to get your 3 packs and get your free wild card track progression, which is mostly what that's for.
Okay.
Yeah.
But at least, I guess, there that helps assuage a little bit. Like, at least once, possibly, I would have known it changed.
Yeah. But, like, the other card that got changed, Fragment Reality, I think is what it's called. Like, yes. I don't own any of that, so I didn't get an alert that changed. I'm not even sure if I would, but, like, I pretty much don't own any alchemy cards. So that's a fun one. So that's kind of a nerf. I guess it's a nerf, but not the nerf you'd think. So we should probably pull that up because one knows what that card does.
It's pulled up.
Me and Brett, we did our homework. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Vincent.
I've got old school and new school.
So one of you tell me what Fragment Reality used to say and what it says now.
Okay. Brent's on it. Go for it, Balthazar.
It's a one white mana value. It's an instant. What it used to say was exile target non-token artifact creature or enchantment. And then there was some stuff after that. Now it says exile target non-token artifact creature or enchantment. An opponent controls. Everything else is the same after that. I'm not going to read the whole card.
I mean, the whole card is... The rest of the card is why it got changed in the first place. I think it's kind of important.
It's okay. The rest that's unchanged, the reason they added that an opponent controls is its controller, or in this case, it'd be the opponent, puts a random creature card with lesser mana value from their library onto the battlefield tapped.
Yeah. So obviously that's an alchemy card because it picks a random card from a library without anyone looking at it. So yeah. Clearly an alchemy space.
Yeah.
But.
So- Why would they change that? What's so wrong with you being able to exile your own creature and randomly have another one put into play tap?
Sounds fun. There's
because
no way.
Because they weren't doing it on creatures. They were doing it on enchantments. Specifically, like four mana ones you can put into play for free.
Oh, like a ley line?
Yes.
Nobody plays those.
Yeah, but the weirdest part is, like, what three mana creature... Like a, or less, would you want to get from your library on turn one? That's like so warping.
Leyline of the Guild Pact.
No, I mean like to
what creature
from
what
your library? Because like theoretically, the whole point is like you get a consistent way to get a three mana creature of some kind from your library onto the battlefield on turn one.
I just put all Birds of Paradise in my deck. Ornithopters. A lot of ornithopters.
What? I don't know, Professor Vincent.
Yeah.
School me.
Speaking of school, we're going old school. Apparently, Geist of St. Traft is something that best of one player just cannot deal with.
Geist of St. Traft? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I would not have guessed that. So that's the one that's getting...
Yeah, apparently what you do is you did a deck with a bunch of ley lines. You have your Geist of St. Traft as your only creatures, or at least your only cheap creatures. And then like you put flying or other type of evasion on it, and then most decks can't do anything about it. They just keep hitting you for six for every turn, and then best of one, you just lose. I guess it's the new Tybalt's Trickery, except not nearly as good, but still annoying.
It is hexproof, which is
yeah.
Makes it hard to interact with if you have not specifically planned for that.
Yeah.
Stupid Tybalt Trickery.
Also, also helps that it's white blue, so I guess you could also just cast it eventually as well.
Yeah.
I guess in general, if we ignore the latest ley line of the Guild Pact, which is the new hotness, I guess have people in general. And by people, I mean players. Had the ley lines been viewed as being a mistake, like companion and other things, where usually it's not everything that breaks a rule like that to a certain level is going to be abused horribly.
I think the whole point is that most of the ley lines, like I think pretty much all of the ley lines are narrow, and a lot of them are just you only want to use in this specific situation. But we have seen a lot of them get banned, like. Leyline of Abundance is still banned in Pioneer. Do either of you remember what that card does?
I absolutely do.
It's an enchantment.
It's a leyline.
It also costs four mana. I'll give you that one.
It costs four mana.
I'm not typing into Scryfall right now.
What?
I clearly knew.
What is
this
card?
Tap whenever you tap a creature for a mana. You get an additional green, and then six green, colon, you put a +1/+1 counter on each creature you control.
Colon.
Yeah, essentially, it was a way to supercharge mono green devotion, where you just play it with your elves, and you get to have, you have double mana elves and you get two free devotion for Leyline for Nykthos and all that.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember when Pioneer was first announced, I was like, hey, this seems kind of good. And then just like testing on Cockatrice and just doing theory crafting and like, this seems kind of good. So, and then I guess it happened. It got banned in like one of the first waves.
It's banned in another format as well.
Explorer.
You got it. I would argue it's also banned in Popper.
Yes. Yes. That would be accurate.
You can say that
and
one.
Standard and Alchemy too.
Yeah. It is banned in Alchemy. At least until they errat it and then they can. Yeah, we are digging the trough today, aren't we?
Yes, we are. So, Fragment Reality, that's why it got that update, because of the wonderful world of Ley Lines and then the meta of Geist of St. Traft.
Yeah, I guess.
You guess?
Yeah, I mean, Vincent, you are, if we're trying to just find random magic news, did you want to talk at all about kind of your favorite sort of, I'll say, pet deck vampires kind of having its payday again?
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I've played it some, though I've been doing other things most recently. It's just a fun deck. Like, Vein Ripper is a shockingly good card, and just you get to play a bunch of good red and black cards. Like, obviously, Fable the Mirrorbreaker isn't a vampire, but so that's not exactly this synergistic, but it's just a good card. You get to play Thoughtseize. You get to play just, like, Bloodline Harvester is still just insanely statted, and it's a vampire, so that's nice. Yeah. Well, Blood Tithe Harvester, yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because every push creature needs to be a 3/2 for 2 now. And of course, by now, I mean like 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, because if we look at, because yeah, for me, going back to the Karlov Alchemy, the Guild Pact Green Walker, where you get a 3-mana 4/4 with a bunch of pluses to it, that's not a rare, or not a legend, I should say, is kind of just bonkers.
Yeah. And I think it's it is a rare.
It's a rare.
I don't know why I thought some of the incorporate cards are uncommon for some reason, whatever. But speaking of incorporate, let's talk about incorporate, which is like the big mechanic for Alchemy and Karlov Manor.
What the heck? I am learning. Oh, I'm new because I did not know about
incorporate. I had not noticed incorporate.
Do you have an example card, Vincent?
So let's go to that 3-mana 4/4 that exists for some reason. So Guild Pact Greenwalker, it's 2 green for a 4/4, Plant Rhino.
Yeah.
When Guild Pact Greenwalker enters the battlefield, you may choose a creature card in your hand. If you do, that card perpetually incorporates 1 green and gets +4/+4. Multicolored creatures you control have ward 2. So, like, say if I have, like, I have a, what's a generic creature? Like, a Suntail Hawk in my hand, like a 1-white flyer. If I incorporate this ability, it'll become 1-green-white 5/5.
Wait, okay.
Are you telling me that it gets thick? That's what I'm hearing, is this gets and thickens.
The thickener. If you do, that card perpetually incorporates 1 green. Okay, so when I play Guild Pact Greenwalker on Alchemy, because obviously it's on paper, I choose a creature card in my hand, like Suntail Hawk. That card will now cost me a colorless, a white, and a green mana. And if I do, it will now be a 5/5. Flyer.
And it would have ward 2 because it would now be multicolored.
Yeah, that's like the gimmick of all of these. Like, theoretically, you could get a grizzly bear to get a 4-mana 6/6, but then you wouldn't be doing the cool multicolor stuff, because like all of the incorporate cycle, they all do need multicolor stuff.
This is okay. That's kind of crazy.
That seems very strong. I'm looking at the other. I was looking at the other incorporate. We have Construction Arsonist. A 1 red, a goblin rogue wizard. It's a rare alchemy 2/2. When it enters the battlefield, Or I guess just when it enters, what's it changing to?
It'll just be enters whenever Bloomborough comes out.
Just imagine it kicking the door down. It enters. You may choose an instant or sorcery card in your hand. If you do that card perpetually, that sounds so ominous. Perpetually incorporates one red and gains whenever you cast a spell, it deals 2 damage to each opponent. And then when you cast a multicolored spell, Arsonist gets +1/+1 until end of turn for each of that spell's colors. Oh.
All right. All right. I know. I think I like the Rhino better, but
Rhino's just kind of fun.
Yeah, the Rhino's good.
Vincent Balthazar, does one of you want to read the mapping, the maze, the blue incorporate?
So that's a 1 and a blue for an instant. Choose an instant or sorcery card in your hand or graveyard. That card perpetually incorporates blue and gains. When you cast a spell, draw a card. Then return a multicolored instant or sorcery card from your graveyard to your hand. I mean, that one's just weird because it's like doing instant recursion, which is something you normally don't get that much.
Yeah.
Because whatever the spell you cast, you can get back, correct? Because in theory, it would be multicolored.
Yeah, you could put it on, like, your shock, and then...
Oh. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. All right, where's the... okay, here's the black... B-Rent, do you want to do a Lurking Spine Crawler?
Lurking Spine Crawler, 3 and a black for a creature horror. It's a 5/4.
Oh, this card sucks already.
Yeah, this card's horrible. Horrible. Throw it out. When Lurking Spinecrawler enters, you may choose a non-land card in your hand. If you do, that card perpetually incorporates 1 and a black mana and gains. When you cast the spell, each opponent sacrifices a creature. Each opponent who can't discards a card. Whenever you cast a multicolored spell, for each of that spell's colors, each opponent loses 1 life and you gain 1 life. Okay. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Good times. All right.
You could tell the difference between the rares and the uncommons.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. We're 4 for a 5/4 versus 3 for a 4/4 is kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what's the white one is Scrutiny of the Guild Pact. 1 and a white enchantment. When Scrutiny of the Guild Pact enters, you may choose a creature card in your hand. If you do, it gains perpetually... That card perpetually incorporates white mana and gains... When you cast this spell, create a 2/2 white and blue detective creature token. Multicolored creatures you control get +1/+1.
That seems kind of good. That was pretty strong, actually.
You're making 3/3. Yeah.
Along with whatever creature you
whatever
just
you're
cast.
Casting. So if you're casting that's multicolored, it's getting +1/+1. So, jeez. Man. This makes me almost want to do alchemy, other than the fact it's still alchemy. Okay, cool.
I mean, it's an uncommon, so you can craft them for essentially free.
Oh, yeah, it's uncommon. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with having just bonkers uncommons. You know, Emporium Thopterus, that's all cool. It's all good. Yeah. So, if you had that, and then Emporium Thopterus, that was one, had we talked about that already?
Not yet.
Okay, Emporium Thopterus is 1 and a blue. It's a creature of a Vidalkan Artificer. It's a 1/1. Pretty impressive stats so far. Thopters you control get +2/+0. And at the beginning of your upkeep, you conjure a card named Ornithopter into your hand. So every turn, you can be spitting out a 2/2 flyer.
At least until that guy goes away.
Until that guy goes away, yeah.
But I still got my 0/2 Ornithopters. I mean, I played that card and... actual decks for a long time. An Unholy Strength Ornithopter was not a rare thing to see in the old days, okay?
Which Unholy Strength, though? Was it the ones at Pentagram?
All the way Satanic, yes.
Okay.
Then you berserk that bad boy, and you're doing 6, you know, a small amount of damage.
Magic as Richard Garfield intended. As Richard Garfield intended.
Why are you playing that card? I don't have any other ones.
Because I don't have any other ones. Where are you playing it? On the ground.
Yes. What kind of sleeves? What? I have no idea what you're talking about. We have not discovered this technology yet.
Yeah. When were the first sleeves?
I remember making fun of the first person in our play group that started using, it was like baseball cards, so they didn't shuffle well, they were not the right size.
Yeah.
And like, we're like, you're going to play in the shower, you're going to play in the rain, you know, all the things. And then within probably 2 weeks, everybody was using sleeves, but I still remember the person that did it first.
Wow. Vincent, have you always played with sleeves?
I think so, yeah.
I think so. So that'd be some Magic history, figure out when the first Magic the Gathering specific sleeve.
Like commercial, maybe like commercial sleeve.
Commercial sleeve when that happened. Maybe that's what caused
Magic.
That'd
be fun to look into for maybe a kind of our quasi homework for next week. If we all want to research a little bit, then we can maybe do sort of a rough history of the card sleeve for Magic.
Yes. And email us with answers.
Because in my mind, I'm already envisioning, I'm seeing, you know, games were playing on the carpeted floor with sleeves, and we had Arabian Nights cards, I remember, at that point. So I feel like it would have been a long... But again, the first one's made for Magic cards, though. We were using the whatever baseball card, like penny sleeves, for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you got really weird, you got like your top loaders. And...
Okay.
You guys remember for your really good Magic cards, you had like those like the plastic sandwich, like hard to protect your cards. I don't know, you guys ever have those? Where you'd like screw them together?
Yes,
like
a
torture device.
I don't have the screw. I have a couple magnet ones now that I use for certain cards.
Okay, this was like 20. This is 20 years ago. Where like you're.
Crap.
Not strong enough.
We'll say, kind of clicks in there.
Oh, that's cool.
And then, as I try not to damage the card.
Clearly don't work well, but okay, cool.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It works. And then it's got a little magnet up the top, so you don't have to worry about it falling back apart. Yeah.
If I had physical Magic cards, I would use that.
That's where I'd put my cards if I had them.
Come on, let me buy fake cosmetic alchemy card cases like that. Because why not?
I mean, you can do the sleeves on Arena.
Yeah, I mean, but go to the weird. Let's go to the next level.
Well, they did. I don't know if they're still available. They had the old backs, the ones that were all scuffed up.
Yeah, like Warren.
Those they did have those available on Arena.
That was the closest I've come to buying a cosmetic in Arena. Was be like, okay, that's giving me the feels.
Yes,
that I
Magic
here.
As it was intended.
Which card is that? I can probably tell you. That's how it's. Which one went through the wash? Whose Balduvian Hordes is that? That one's mine.
That one's mine. All right. Sorry. Yeah. So, Thopterist, Emporium Thopterist. That's a nice way of spinning out, you know, 2/2s every turn. Yes, until it's taken care of. But still, that seems pretty decent for a 1/1. 2 mana value card.
I do like when they explore sort of these, like, incorporate, you know, kind of a, you know, it is a mechanic that can really only be done digitally. It's cool. I feel it's hard though for alchemy to really explore these cool mechanics. Here you get one card in each color, and we're probably never going to see incorporate again. Correct.
You probably will if they do interesting things, like
that takes people to do. They don't have.
I mean, I don't know if we'll see another like chorus again or something, but what? Yeah, they just have these tools in their toolbox, and if they're going to keep making alchemy sets for whatever reason, they're going to keep making alchemy sets, and they've got a bunch of tools. Yeah,
they can
make non-alchemy cards that are in alchemy for some reason, like Thought String Analyst, which is a 2 and a black for a 2/2 human wizard. At the beginning of your upkeep, exile the top card of target opponent's library face down. You lose life equal to its mana value. You may look at and play that card for as long as it remains exiled. Then mana of any type can be spent to cast that spell. What about that is digital only?
Because it's alchemy.
Yeah, Vincent, because it's alchemy.
Vincent, if you look close on if you look at the expansion symbol, it has the, it looks like an A.
If you
why can't we print that card in paper?
I know, I'm just joking.
Oh, the best explanation of alchemy yet. But if you look here, you can see that there's the letter A.
And do any of you guys, who of you has watched the movie Top Secret with Val Kilmer?
Val Kilmer? Maybe. It's been a while.
Do you remember the scene where the guy is like holding up the magnifying glass to his eye to look at something, and then he takes the magnifying glass down and his eye is actually that big?
That big?
That's all I can think of when I take a look at Thought String Analysis art.
His face is all misshapen. He just always has to hold the magnifying glass there to make it look decent.
Vincent, do you have any idea what I'm talking about right now?
No.
Have you not seen the movie Top Secret?
No.
Okay. Here is the scene from the movie. There's where he's looking at his magnifying glass and he puts it down, and that's what his eye looks like.
That was the sound of Vincent being impressed.
That was the sound of Vincent being like, he's old. I'm gonna stop listening to this old guy talk about one of the best parody movies of all time being Top Secret with Val Kilmer.
It was a good movie. It was a good movie. Vincent, you should watch it.
Him jumping on the grenade and everybody else blows up. Oh, good movie. A cow wearing boots, Vincent? Come on.
Oh. It's all directly magic related. That could be a card. Cow wearing boots. Next unset. You got it. Cow
just, wearing boots. Yeah, we with accessory, we got a haystack. You could just have cow, I think.
Yeah, there
we
you go.
Just have, and we have pipe. we could just start doing random objects at this
point. Cow could be a vehicle. You could have Leonardo da Vinci riding in the vehicle of the cow with the lead pipe as a weapon.
Sweet. That'll be my new magic, the new format. Is I can only play like things that exist in the real world.
Vincent's sighing.
Oh. Oh god. Oh god. No. They're so old. They're just gonna die right here.
Okay, sorry. Okay, yeah, thoughts. But to answer your question, Vincent, I don't know why this couldn't be a real card, other than they might have run out of room because they threw so many awesome cards in Murders at Karloff Manor that they couldn't shove this in.
Yeah, one thing I'm wondering is like, there are like a couple other like not purely alchemy ones in that have been designed. I'm wondering if like, at maybe at one point they'll make a Thought String Analysis, like put it in a Modern Horizons set or something. That would be interesting.
Oh, it's like the crossover there. Okay. Yeah,
like I don't think there's any reason you couldn't. It's like I don't even think that card's that good relative to many of the other cards, because like Dark Confidant isn't good enough anymore.
That is a set. That's a weird thing to say, but probably
yeah.
True.
Yeah,
Dark Confidant isn't good enough anymore. Wow, Vince, are you my father? That's what you said. You're not good enough anymore.
Oh, that implies I was ever good enough. No, it doesn't.
That makes me sad. All right, so we got a decent amount. Anything else from Alchemy jump out for you, Vincent?
I mean, there are some annoying things. Like there's a new Roll-esque Prime Specimen, which is a card with a bunch of text. But notably, it's a 4/5 flyer. But it's got disguise for green and blue.
It's disguise is only two. You can flip this for two. Yeah.
That breaks the rule.
Yes, it does.
It's alchemy. It does. This is alchemy. Alchemy doesn't have the same rules.
The sock was on the door handle when they made that card.
No one come in the room. What are you doing here? Shut up. Leave me alone.
I'm breaking the rules in here.
Isn't there some like 5 mana value rule?
That's not Christian. What are you doing?
Like a 2, right? This was obviously the edibles one. They were on edibles when they made this.
This is the one they made before they got married. It's an abomination.
Look at how much fun this is. This is going to be great. Then it gets printed. Or, well, not printed. It gets released. And they're, wait, what? What, you guys really printed it? He frantically running up the stairs trying to get Chris Cox's. Well, not that Chris Cox cares about this much, but gets up to the window. It was a joke. It was a joke. I told him not to print it.
Too late. Sorry, printed. But it's alchemy. We can just change it, right? Nope. Can't change it.
No, we're not changing it.
That's the whole point of the set, Mr. No. This is my vision.
No, it is not being changed.
Closed on Sundays.
That would be awesome. Trapdoor open and fall down.
But we have a trap card named Trapdoor already.
Yeah, there you go. Roll less prime. Wow, that's a great So you can play this for three, and then on turn four, flip this thing over, and yeah, you got a 4 or 5 flyer with a bunch of text. That was great. That
yeah.
Was
good.
Did you read the text? No, it was too much.
No, I was too fascinated by the fact that this guy's cost is only 2. It's a blue mm-hmm. and a green. At least they made it blue and green, not like hybrid blue, hybrid green. That would have made it, like, imagine how many more things this could have been played in.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of hybrid, we have a random extort sighting.
Yeah. Did you see him?
Yeah, we have Vaco Death Doorkeeper. Again, it's just a lot of text, but it has just random extort. And of course, it's not on the card image gallery. It doesn't have a reminder text, so it's like, what the heck's extort? And pop quiz, like, what's the only other extort card currently on Arena? And where did it come from?
Blind Obedience?
Yeah.
From the, it's from the,
Brent's on it.
The sheet or whatever from Wilds of Eldraine, yeah. Right? Yeah, because it was an enchantment. Yeah, see? I got that in a draft. Yeah, look at
I'm still looking up. I'm still looking up extort. So yeah. That's where I'm at.
Hot
right
quiz,
now.
Hot shot, and I answered it. Woo! Did you see that Tajik is back? Tajik's in Alchemy. He's the Legion's Valor. See that, Vince? It's a 1/1 haste, indestructible, for a mere 2 red and white.
Yeah, he's basically the new, like, Goblin Rabble Master, only using like a just conjuring stuff.
Yeah, to begin combat in your turn, you put a +1/+1 counter on this bad boy. Okay. Then you conjure a card with mana value equal to the number of +1/+1 counters on him from his spell book. He gets his own spell book onto the battlefield.
I just hate spell books.
Gains haste until end of turn and attacks his combat if able. Look at that. Look at that. Now, you know what? Is there a way to search up what's in his spell book?
On the card image gallery, if you scroll down, or if it's on Scryfall yet, it'll be. They have a link to the spell book. So the 1 mana card is Boros Recruit, though just 1 mana first strike.
Where do you see the link for the spell book on Scryfall?
Looking under Alchemy. Well, I'm searching under Alchemy. Do I have to search for the card itself?
If you go to the card itself, it should have a spell book link, assuming that the cards are on Scryfall. Yeah, I don't know if they're there.
I don't
yet.
See them.
Oh, that could be. Maybe I would have to maybe find an older spellbook card. Oh, okay. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, but if you go to the card image gallery, if you scroll down past the things, you'll get all the spellbooks and various conjured cards.
Okay. Card image gallery. Let's see.
Card image gallery. Okay.
What the heck? Murders full. Okay. Card image. Let's go past draft. Let's go down. Everybody's listening. What we're doing right now is we're trying to frantically search for the spellbook cards. Oh, wait.
Oh, I don't want to use the Wizards card gallery.
Oh, Wizards card gal. What is this?
You.
Oh, Vincent.
This is like the old school style one. It's not like the one that has like all those things.
All right.
Like sending Vincent, AOL disc in the mail. Stop it.
What is it? So, Vincent, what's in Tajik's spellbook?
Yeah, as I was saying before I got interrupted. The 1 mana card's a Boros Recruit. The 2 mana card's Swiftwave Vindicator. The 3 mana one's Sky Knight Legionnaire. The 4 mana one's Spark Trooper. And the 5 mana one's the new Aurelia.
The Law Above. Yeah, that's quite the that's a good walk, a good mosey through Boros history there. That's nice.
So is there no specific, I guess, like, standards or for what, like, how big a spellbook is? They just kind of do as much or as little as they want in there?
Yeah, as much as whatever they want it to be. Like, a more typical spellbook is the New Amara, which is a 3 mana, 2/3, 1 white, green. It has Convoke, and when it ETBs, draft a card from its spellbook. And it's got a bunch of random Convoke cards.
Sorry, that's just E? Just E?
Not for another 6 months. 4 okay. months. Something like that. 5 months, whatever.
What is it?
Oh, Relics of the Robo Belt. I can do any signet. Okay.
Yeah, one of the interesting ones. Like, so it's basically Convoke, but instead of getting land, you conjure up 2 signets. which is interesting. But it also leads to something that people are starting to get a little annoyed about, are cards that are online, like are on Arena, but you can't put in a deck. That you can only get them through various Convoke cards. If we go back, I put Convoke a link that someone...
Spellbook cards.
I mean, spellbook cards. Like,
okay.
I'll pull back the link I found all about them. Yeah, it has nice everything that's on Arena, but not on Arena as of the Alchemy Karlov Manor. It's a really nice picture.
Okay, let me go. I'm going to go into the actual Reddit so I can maybe pull up the high quality one.
I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah. That,
okay, somebody did some work. This is cool.
Yeah.
Somebody has a lot of time on their hands. Just saying.
That I may even like stacked it like for the spell books.
Yeah.
Power 9, Arena New Player Experience Extras. Okay.
Yeah. Like apparently it's not like some of these are in the arena, like the tutorials, but you can't put them into actual decks for whatever reason.
What is a regression test?
Basically, they're testing things when they we've seen them like on pictures of like when they're testing things, like so you're like generic cards.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's a cool image. Cards programmed in Arena, but uncraftable.
Yeah.
That is weird that they are kind of locked behind the spellbook gates. Okay. Or at least a majority of them here.
Yeah. In particular, I think all of the ones that are Pioneer legal are the ones that are most annoying for that to be. I mean, like, no one's like desperately hoping for like Nissa's Expedition, but still, if you want to get Explorer to be like Pioneer, you should do that. And like, I get why you don't want to put Power 9 on there. You don't want to turn Timeless into Vintage fully. But yeah.
Fully.
Or let people actually experience Vintage ever. Maybe for a vast majority of players out there.
Or without doing a Magic the Gathering online where people can type things in the chat and make you feel even better about it. At least in Arena, it's just emojis and the rope going.
Yeah, at least roping is not verbal. Verbal
the sexuality assaults of your mother. And
Like, I don't think that's physically possible.
I do actually not know where this came. You're just lucky you drew all this. I'm just trying to play a game. This is really I'm literally just trying to. I can't believe I always lose a crap card. I'm just playing. It's a variance. I don't know what to. Please leave me alone.
Cocoa Wheats is delicious, actually. Have you tried it?
Why are you doing this to me? I'm just trying to play a game. That's interesting. So these are cards that are on there, but we just don't have access to them.
You can't put them in the decks like normally.
Until we
apparently you could like craft Scour from Existence for like a hot second. So yeah, but that's like one of the only exceptions.
For a hot second, you could craft it, and then
yeah, like a glitch made it so the regression test card showed up, so someone was able to craft it, but you can't craft it anymore for whatever reason.
Weird. And kind of the odd subsets. So I was looking at Tome of the Infinite. You know, all the cards on there, like Swords of Plowshare and Duress. And it's like, no, we just don't have Fog. I'm like, okay. what the heck there?
No, too powerful.
You can't have Assault Strobe. What's Assault Strobe? I don't remember that card.
Yeah. Tome of the Infinite was like one of the first digital only cards, like trying to do like a draft from the spellbook before they had like really decided what that meant. It was so I had a bunch of weird one mana cards.
So that is an interesting combination of cards on there. Okay, cool. Oh, Crusade. Oh, that's right. Crusade is, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's bad art, Tom. Jeez.
I remember that.
Thanks for bringing that up, Mr. Cultural Sensitivity.
I know. Someday we're going to find out goblins are real, and it's going to cause a whole problem.
Oh, we're gonna have a lot of problems when that happens. Mm-hmm. Magic's going to have to go through a lot of things. You know, question. I know this is not this week. If they're not going to be printing the cards in Chinese anymore, they're still going to have different art, though, aren't they? Or no, they won't, because, right? Like, how are they going to do cards in the Chinese market because, right, they can't have skeletons.
I think they figured out the way so they don't change as much. I don't know.
I mean, I know this is not what we were talking. I was just.
I think I was reading some of that and like how the card changes are only for digital platforms, not necessarily paper, because like one's a toy and one isn't or something.
Oh, so they might be able to get. Okay.
Like apparently there was a version of Arena they tried floating in China, but didn't really go anywhere that had some art changes, but.
At least it's not online, because I was like, if it's online, they could probably type things in chat that would get it instantly banned in China about certain events, certain shapes,
mm-hmm.
certain things like that.
Certain shapes.
Certain shapes. You can't type
Germany square. Has that too for a certain shape.
You can't type square in there. You can't.
Square minus a few little parts.
Well, no, I'm saying for the Chinese one, right? You can't do that. All right, that is not what I meant. Anyway, shape
yes,
or form,
it is. I was like, yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I was just saying. I was like, yeah. Don't they have to change? Okay. So wait. Are you saying, Vincent, that they're saying that the paper cards are toys?
I'm not sure. It's one way or another. I'm not sure.
These are collectibles. These are valuable items that are cherished, and that I should invest my money in.
They're cards, so clearly they're just gambling tools, right? Isn't that what we've learned from games?
I would say Magic's more gambling than Bellatro is, because I can...
It is. It really is, right? You're like, what are you going to do? Hey, you know what? If you're looking for a card, what do you do? Buy the card. Or...
You can buy a random collection.
You could buy this box or this pack. But why do the pack? Let's do a box. You could buy this box and possibly get it. And what does your mind go? Doo, 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 doo. I'm going to get the box because then I can open up a whole bunch of things. And then you open it up at the end and you're like, oh, I didn't get the card I was looking for. And your brain goes, I told you to buy the single. But the gambling part of your brain is like, yeah.
I know Chris Cox right now. He's researching, like, if I could open a physical paper pack of Magic and, like, the rainbows would shoot out, like, in Vampire Survivors, if they could do that in the real world, he would. That's where all that money is being saved with human employment is going into.
I would buy so many more Magic cards if the whole Vampire Survivors effect happened opening them. You're like, oh, what's a... Then you randomly open it right and you get, like, the 5x multiplier. Oh, that would... I'd lose it.
That's a rainbow. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's a rainbow.
Your face is being melted off by rainbows. Oh, like,
can't get any harder.
I can only get so erect. Oh. Vincent, we're talking about Magic here.
Yes, this is.
We're talking about opening packs. Do you not enjoy opening Magic packs?
I feel they should be doing this on Arena Array. Like, they should be amping up the what happens when I open a.
Yeah. It should have like a little chat on the packs. Side, right? To be like, Tom, open 10 packs and like confetti and yeah, all that.
Go all in.
Vincent's no. Vincent not just amped. Wants to hit a button and then have a bunch of cards listed that he got, right, Vincent?
The answer is yes.
It's like, oh, I didn't get Blood Tithe Harbor. Open another one. No dopamine. Open another one.
See? So then if you get the bright lights and things, you get the dopamine. Doesn't really matter what's in the pack. I already got my rush.
Yeah. That pack could open and say you get no cards. You'd be like, rainbows! Yay!
The rainbow looked amazing.
Yeah.
I imagine the rainbow would start to curl as it came out because it was Wizard.
We probably shouldn't talk about this because this might actually be a valid idea that they do where they go like, oh, by the way, now your packs are random. You might randomly get nothing. Wait, what? Congratulations, you paid for nothing.
Oh, rainbows. No, your rainbow is made of poop emojis and just poos.
Oh, that would be an add-on you could get in Arena.
Just make that sound when you opened it. Oh.
Oh,
the rainbows go back into
suck back in. Do you want to double up and see if you get double?
Your
rainbows?
Next 18 packs have no rainbows. Oh,
and it takes cards from your collection when you open the pack.
Kills them. You guys said you wanted dusting. We brought it, but now we're just gonna dust the cards randomly. Hope you had that card. Not anymore.
Like every 10th pack has there's a 10% chance of
it's not a wild card. It just destroys a card in your collection.
It's a card shredder. Hey, what's oh no no? You just see
like that Banksy painting.
The car comes out, the bottom is a rainbow, but it's all off cut like grayscale. No! I think we've really come up with a good magic. Like, right, there was Iron Man magic.
This would be this was, like the Iron Man version for Arena, which would
Vincent, do you know Iron
that
Man
would bring
magic
me
is?
In.
I'm not going to acknowledge it.
You've never played Iron Man magic?
No, I'm not.
Oh, that was a great one. That was like, how do I use all this draft common garbage? Let's play some Iron Man magic, because it's fun to rip up cards.
So, yeah, in Iron Man magic, when your permanent goes to the graveyard, what happens to it, Tom?
When it says it, because this is old, my Iron Man deck classically was Urg Raiders with Dark Rituals, Unholy Strengths, and Hymn to Two Rocks. Good fun.
You're a jerk.
And Iron Man magic, you also typically you played anti, or yep. So you were playing for anti, so you could play the anti cards, which were dirt cheap. So basically, and there really was an exile yet at this point. So if a card were to go into the graveyard or said destroyed, or I would say probably exile now, you destroyed the actual card.
The card, yep, the card.
You physically ripped it up.
The card. Graveyard didn't really matter in Iron Man. There was no grave. Whatever was on the battlefield or in your hand, that was it. Once it left those areas, it was dead, and it was destroyed.
You want to piss people off because you're playing your mono black deck with a bunch of terror. Oh, here's a 1 cent card. Yeah. Yep, I destroyed my terror, but also you got to shred your urn hemmed in. So suck it.
It's like, I will not acknowledge that game. I will. What's the other
one? I would argue this is more close to what Magic originally was than anything we've talked about today. Because in my little insertion pamphlet, you played for Annie.
You went outside and you got some sun. You touched some grass.
Touched some grass.
That's how magic was
played
meant
for Annie.
To be played.
Played a jewel bird because I wanted to get my crawworm back out of the Annie.
Vincent's complete. There is nothing. What is this called on the actual with the little voice indicator? What's the name for that? Vincent's is completely flat. He's not even like breathing into the microphone. He's like, I'm not discussing Iron Man. What would be an evolution of Iron Man? Would that be Rip It or Flip It? Did you do that, Vincent?
What is Rip It or Flip It? I have not heard of this one.
Oh, I would actually like some clarification. I have seen posts on it. Not a fan myself, but they're your cards. You do with them. Vincent, do you know what Rip It or Flip It is? Did he really leave?
I think he left.
We were discussing magic.
We got so off topic. No, we were on a magic topic.
Iron Man magic is still magic.
Yes, so we were actually staying on topic. And I'm trying to figure out how in Scryfall I can search for cards with the word anti in them. I want to know how many anti-specific cards. But I'm not trying to make it do...
It's like 8, I think.
8, okay.
Oh, now he's back. Vincent, what's Rip It or Flip It? Do you know what that is?
Things that make people feel bad.
It is. No, but we're talking about since we were going from Iron Man magic.
And
I was
took
like,
my headphones off while you were doing that. So
we were. Oh my goodness. Vincent is not a magic historian. We have to approach. You have to approach the bad things that could have been in magic's history, so we can gain a full understanding and make magic better, Vincent.
Okay, I'm on Commander's Hero telling me about the magic controversy. Explained, Flip It or Rip It. Apparently. Would they destroy a serialized copy of Godless Shrine?
Yes.
What the hell is this? Tell me more. I'm reading the articles. I don't know what this is.
What do you mean?
So Rip It or Flip It is you open a booster, you shuffle the cards, you put them face down, and then there's two people, and you alternate whether you say you flip the card or you rip the card. So if you flip it, you get to pick the card, flip it up, you get to keep it. If you choose rip it, the card that's pointed to you have to rip in half. And then you reveal the card. So someone with a collector booster, this was to have been Ravnica Remastered, right? Ravnica, excuse me. They chose face down, they chose rip it, their opponent or whatever the other person pointed that card, they ripped it. And then when you turned it up, it was a serialized Godless Shrine. Myself, I think that game is incredibly not fun. It doesn't help anything. But I was saying that's like the evolution from Iron Man, like Iron Man Magic, are like, oh, we're using these, and they're like, why don't we up the score on it? Why don't we make it a little more risky? And so, yeah, that's all it is, Tom. That's all it is.
Okay, that's weird, but because I guess at least with Iron Magic, you're playing the card. I guess
yes, so
there's a little bit of a difference.
I would argue yes, I'd rather do Iron Man than Rip It or Flip It, because then you are at least trying to play. And what are you playing with, right? You're not building a deck with big money cards.
No, unless you wanted to. Yeah, people were not. You were not going to play a Black Lotus because
yes, exactly. For the mana,
you were going to rip it up. So yeah,
you were not doing that. So yeah,
Dark Rituals though, being dime a dozen, go to town.
Yeah, see, we're done talking about Vincent. Put your headphones back on.
Iron Man Magic.
He's back. Did you actually take your headphones off?
Yes.
That's a new level of what? Again, we weren't off topic.
I can't hear what's being said, but I took my headphones off.
My lips. No new taxes.
And considering I did the gambling in order to let you pivot to Bellatro.
Vincent, I my job is to keep you on track for Magic the Gathering. Bellatro, while a phenomenal game, is not Magic the Gathering.
We ran out of Magic the Gathering stuff about 20 minutes ago.
Though one of my jokers I usually play with is a card ripped in half to relink it back.
That hurts. We've been talking about Magic, and we've been talking about Magic history. That hurts.
Balthazar looks truly hurt there. Balthazar is because my mind your B not rent. So the B stands for Balthazar. Your Balthazar rent.
Oh, man. Sorry for the coughing. I apologize.
That's okay.
Yeah, I've not played Bellatro at all. Sorry. I've not dove into Bellatro. Magic is fixing my playing with cards but not gambling itch.
Fills all the holes that you have. You need filled.
It fills every hole. It fills them all. And more.
Yeah. Because we do discover new holes every once in a while.
It's a good thing all this headphones. We do that.
That's
we
what
need
that
a
is.
Meteor on there. Vincent removing headphones.
Is there a hole from my ear to my mouth? There is, actually. We just discovered this not too long ago.
Really?
Well, I mean, the Eustachian tube. But
I was like, I thought that was... Okay, I was like, there's another hole.
But literally, this was like within the last year I had a medical student. I had not read about the glymphatic system. You know, kind of CSF sort of lymphatic like system in the brain is like a newly described, almost in many ways, almost like an organ system. Look up lymphatics. I'm like, I did not know about this one.
Oh, wow.
So it's just like, yes, we are discovering new things. I'm like, this is fascinating. I'm like, I will read more about the lymphatics.
All right.
Vincent, this is an actual thing. I'm not making this.
Yeah, no, I just pulled it up. Yeah, I see it here. This is, a beginner's guide right here on the National Institutes of Health. Mm-hmm. The glymphatic system.
So that's what I say. We're discovering new holes all the time.
See, this is why people listen to this podcast. Which, speaking of, have we crossed the 30 threshold for download?
Oh, I have not checked. The answer is probably no. But I'm pretty sure if I say, new holes enough, that will get us over the hump. I am pulling. Oh, God. Vincent is just beside himself. Okay. Analytics. Okay. Come on. I want to see episodes. Show me episodes. We are very close. I think we were at 29.
Oh.
There we go.
We're gonna have a celebration when we cross 30.
Yeah, I'm titling this one. We're discovering new holes all the time, so we're gonna get there with this one.
We're gonna get there. Vincent, what should we do to celebrate 30 plus? Vincent's like silence.
So how much of that silence is gonna stay in the recording?
All of it. Because when I say edit. We're using this in the, a very light sense. However much it does it automatically, that's how much comes out. Normal conversation has pauses. So that sometimes that actually annoys me on podcasts. I was like, No, at some point, people don't talk for a few seconds, and that is okay in real life.
Yeah, well, why that happens.
Yeah, we're at the end here. We'll wrap it up before Vincent just desiccates away here. I'm imagining like in The Mummy, where he just like turns into dust and like blows away to get under the door and then murders more people. Also, Billy Zane, such a handsome man.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So Monday Night Magic, you can come send us an email at either, or we have a URL, which is dadbodmtg.com. You can email me at Tom, T-O-M, at dadbodmtg. What about you, Brent?
I guess I'm at Brent at dadbodmtg.com, not Balthazar Rent.
That's a boy. This will, I will not continue that. Don't worry. I'll look up some more good B names. Vincent, I know you have, and we've had some people joining the Discord. So yeah, so join us on our Discord, which is fun.
Yeah, where I talk about stuff and hint and link random things. Like the other thing we didn't talk about was the Nuts and Bolts article from Mauro this week. Talk about how like the set skeleton and what it means in the new play booster era. It's interesting stuff, though it gets very technical.
Yeah, I guess I have not typically read that type. I guess that is not, I'm not, I guess, a game designer, so I haven't.
Yeah.
But I guess thinking about a set having a skeleton would also mean it has muscles and tendons and a lymphatic system. What is Magic's lymphatic system? I'd be interested about that. And what else? You can find, I would say if you enjoy listening to the Magic Ramblings, you know, share with a friend. You can find Monday Night Magic on pretty much every podcasting engine out there, I'd say, these days. And yeah, send us an email, join the Discord, and join us next week. We're, will we have more like Thunder Junction by then?
I don't think so.
But we will have updated ban lists that comes out Monday.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, isn't it Monday? Isn't that the updated band is that
if they've said that one might be coming, I don't know.
Did I just make that up? I swear I read that.
Possibly, but that's half of news. There's no human way to figure this out. Okay, that's what it's telling me.
Yeah, that's what I'm, hold on. I swear I wouldn't just make it. I thought there was one on Monday, the 11th. Where am I making this up from? Maybe it's a different format. Maybe it's Iron Man Magic has it. I don't know.
Ban list. It doesn't. Any card, I guess, kind of, because it's going to get destroyed.
Yeah, it says, let's see. Oh, no, that's just an estimate. Let's. All right. Bridges. I'm going to put my foot down. I'm going to say it's going to be on Monday, even though I can't find the article supporting that.
You heard it here first.
Yes.
The islands are getting banned. All right, guys. Well, as always, I would say it was a fun podcast for me and Brent. I'm going to say I'm waiting for the feedback from Vincent. I'm a little worried about this one. We might be in the C-minus territory is what I'm feeling here. All right. Well, join us next week, and we'll talk Pop the Leap or Magic.